Episode 3170, Being Ignored by Your Spouse.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? It is the weekend. It's Relationship Builders, and I want you focused on the person you're sleeping with. I know I say that a lot, don't I? Well, it's because we don't focus on them, and we need to be focused more so, because that is your foundation. Your family is built off of the two of you. So come on, you got to get in the game of life when it comes to your marriage. But you might be having problems too, being ignored by your spouse. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, I don't know how your weekend's going. Mine has been a little bit wild. I don't know. I just think it just is the season for that. And already, can you believe it? We are less than 3 months till Christmas. I know I just said that out loud. Okay. Do you have your shopping list? And maybe you need to pare down. Maybe you need to make it bigger. I don't know where you are, but I would say start early, because I'm telling you out there, if you're looking at getting gifts and actually purchasing them, I know this is totally off topic, but finances are important in marriage, right? We're not talking about that, but this is important. So I want to give you a free tip here. Not that you were asking for it, but I'm giving it to you anyway. It is interesting watching how the merchandising is happening out there with suppliers. They are having sales and everything happening much sooner. So if you see something and it's pretty good, then guess what? I would say grab it and tuck it away. And if you really want to be on point, go ahead and wrap it and put a label on it and mark that off your list. You may actually spend less money by doing it that way and shopping early. Okay, now, of course, none of that was supported by anybody out there. There was no sponsor for that program, for that little advertisement that I just gave. But, you know, I do think about our seasons of life and where it's taking us. And it is kind of crazy that we are about ready to start decorating for Christmas. Now, if you're one who's going to blink and you're all about Halloween, then you're thrilled, right? Because we will have hit October. Woohoo! We have a lot happening in October. Yes. In fact, our grandbaby number two is on the way. Yes. I'm so excited. No, she's not in the delivery room, by the way, because I would not be talking with you if that was the case. But she is due this month. So that's all I got to say. We're just going to keep tabs. So if for some reason I disappear for a couple days and you're like, what happened? You'll know. Grandbaby number two. Anyway, priorities. I love you. You're part of the family. But, you know, I have to take care of my daughter and my grandbaby and my grandson and my son-in-law, right? They're a growing family and I need to be there for them. So, but you can't have all of that. You can't enjoy that if you don't have a strong foundation within your own marriage. And I think, in all honesty, we take a lot for granted. And being ignored by your spouse, right? None of us like that. And it, in fact, it can really be incredibly frustrating and a painful experience. However, you can address the issue while strengthening your marriage. It can be done. Now, I get it, how life happens, right? And seasons come and go, right? You've got Halloween almost in a blink, and then you've got Christmas not too far off, and in between that, you've got Thanksgiving. Now, for me, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm not a Halloween girl. Don't celebrate it. I decorate for fall. That's just me, though. No judgment here. I'm just telling you how it goes in this household. But in all of that, I'm already preparing, going, okay, who do we have coming, when and where? Our family is growing. It's not getting any smaller, and I've got to have things in motion. But even though we are preparing for things that are up and coming, we have to remember who's right in front of us. And I get it, there might be times that you can't get with your spouse and be hanging out all the time and watching football, because yeah, I like watching football. or maybe you're traveling because of your job or because of his job or whatever the case may be, right? It could be kids' activities. I'm going to tell you right now, drop the kid excuse. Drop it, because they're going to be around until you are not. I'm speaking from experience. So you may think, oh, it'll be different when, you know, they grow older. No, they need you more. And then, oh, wait, when we're empty nesters, oh, no, wait. Then there's grandbabies, and then there's other events that you want to go to because you want to be a part of their life and they're no longer under your roof. So now you have to make time. Do you see the ripple effect? You have to make time. So regardless of where you sit right now, if you're the one who feels like you're being ignored or you're the one ignoring, right, this episode is definitely for you. Because whatever the situation you're in, that's not a marriage, let alone a relationship. And you have to remember, you've got to understand how to deal with the situation. Because, oh, you know, this ignoring thing didn't just happen overnight either, right? And I'm talking about we're not talking about, okay, there could be somebody else and there could be an affair involved. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're in the same household, you're sitting around and your hubby's on his phone going through reels and you're sitting in the kitchen, well, maybe more like standing in the kitchen cooking, prepping for dinner or cleaning up after dinner. And you're not getting any help and you're barely spoken to. And then all of a sudden he's falling asleep on the couch and the reels are still going off. You're like, seriously? So you go over there, you move the phone. Not like I'm speaking from experience or anything here. You move the phone and all of a sudden he jumps up like, oh my gosh, why did you disturb me? I was sleeping because this was going off and you were sleeping and I wanted to watch football or the Miss USA pageant or whatever it was that was just on recently. And so then he's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed. Well, he goes to bed, and what is he doing? He's laying in bed back on his phone. Maybe this time he's shopping or looking at something different or reading an article or listening to a book, whatever it is. And you come in an hour later thinking like, well, he's going to be asleep, and he's still awake. You're like, seriously? What is going on here? You see, that's just one night. You feeling ignored doesn't just happen in one night, right? Because you can let that pass. But when it happens over and over and over again, two or three times a week, or sometimes for some couples, it's two or three times a day. And they're like, hello, who am I? Do you remember? Like, hello, are you my husband? Are you my wife? So if you're one who is experiencing this position in your marriage, whether you feel like you're being ignored or you are doing the ignoring, then it's time to turn up the heat with some honest dialogue. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Turn up the heat. Yes, I know, fall's coming. It's getting hot here, though. It is not like, we still have the air conditioner on. It is still warm. Like, we are in the 90s this weekend. Hot tamale. I could still go swimming. It is ridiculous. Now, I'm not going to complain as long as we don't have a crazy winter, but we never know. So if you are getting chillier in your area, great, then turn up the heat. If not, well, just, you know, pretend you've turned it up, because you've got to really think about how you are communicating with your spouse and how your spouse is actually communicating with you. And is it even happening? Right? This is one little bit of stuff that happens in our everyday. And that's why I can be on here every day, because there's so many things to talk about. And it's interesting that we don't talk about just the feeling of being ignored. And for some people that stretches to, I'm not being noticed. I'm not being seen. I'm not being heard. I don't know how you feel. But what I do know is that you've got to turn up the heat with some honest dialogue. And what that looks like, you might be surprised. Number one, choose the right time and place. When expressing your concerns about feeling ignored, timing and environment are key factors. Find a calm moment when both of you can engage in an uninterrupted exclamation point conversation, exclamation point. Lots of exclamation points in that one. Right? You've got to find a calm moment. Ensure that you're both relaxed and receptive to discussing this sensitive matter. Because if not, what do you think is going to hit the fan? Yep, you got it. C-R-A-P. So trying to address this issue during the moments of tension or when your spouse is preoccupied, like they really don't want to talk and you can tell they really don't want to talk, it's only going to lead to defensiveness and disagreement. You don't need to turn up the heat with a heated argument. Got it? Psychology Today suggests that timing should come when both have rested, have time, and can fully engage in the discussion, and when the non-ignoring partner is well prepared with the thoughtful and constructive words. So it's important to pick your right time and place and have already thought out what you want to say. Because if it's you, the wife, and you want to talk to your husband, being a man, is going to like things short and to the point. He's not going to want all the stories drawn out for him. As ladies, we love to talk. So you've got to be really thoughtful and really kind of map out, okay, this is what I need to do. And then when you find the right time and place, then you can go to number two and use I statements. And what I mean by that is using I statements instead of you statements can help convey your concerns without putting your spouse on the defensive. You statements tend to sound accusatory and may lead to a counterattack or a denial. But if you flip the coin, right, on the other side, I statements express your feelings and experiences personally. You're owning them, reducing the potential for misunderstanding. So let me give you an example. Babe, you always ignore me. Okay. That's probably really not a great thing to do and not a great way to start your day. Or if you're having a conversation, it's starting to get heated. Oh, why won't you pay attention to me? You always ignore me. That's not going to work, right? So maybe say, I would really like to talk to you because I feel hurt and neglected when I don't get your attention on this important matter. And then you could even expand on that. Obviously, it depends on the situation, but for example, it makes me question our connection and leaves me feeling unheard. Now, if it's first thing in the morning, probably not that second part. But you've got to know your spouse, right? According to a study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, using I statements enhances communication because it allows each partner to express their feelings and experiences without sounding confrontational. Because you're owning it. Otherwise, you're pointing fingers. Remember what your mom told you? Maybe your mom didn't tell you, so I'll tell you. If you point one finger, right? If you're pointing at someone, my mom always said, don't point at anybody because what's pointing back at you? At least three fingers. Yeah. Not so good. So you've got to be careful how you come across. And there are times that when something strikes a chord with us and we're very passionate and we have a very decisive and even I would say a precise feeling that keeps coming up, and when we're in a situation, it triggers us, that is not the right time to have this discussion because you're just going to go all out and it's going to be, you did this and you did that, and you're going to go backwards in time. Well, do you remember this? Blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, it's just this lamb blasting and you're vomiting everything of how horrible your spouse is. And maybe in those moments, yeah, he was horrible. But in the other times, he wasn't. But now you've just made him feel like an ant. I'm talking about an ant as an A-N-T, the one so little. Yeah, that crawl. Okay, yes. That's not a constructive way to have a conversation with your spouse. The one you said I do to. And now you're doing life together, right? Think about it. And then finally, number three, offer specific examples and suggest solutions. Don't have the conversation. when you have nothing to offer? Because during the conversation, it's important to provide your spouse with concrete examples of when you felt ignored. Be specific about the situation. If you're talking to your man, then you better be concise and complete and concrete. Give it to it fast, and then make a suggestion, and then ask for a response, and then be quiet. Don't try to put words in their mouths or anything like that. Be specific about the actions, the situations, or the behaviors that triggered your concerns. And by doing so, you help your spouse understand the impact of their actions or lack of attention. Also, I would say this, offering potential solutions or compromises demonstrates your commitment to finding a resolution together. For instance, you could suggest, designating quality time to connect with each other, or setting aside distractions during meals, like no phones at the table, or implementing a daily ritual. I would say no phones when you're watching the movie or whatever, right? You want to be able to be together. And yes, you've got a movie, because some people would say, well, you're watching a movie. Well, yes, but if he's always sitting there swiping through reels or whatever, he could be reading, he could be looking at his bank account. I don't care what he's doing on his phone. There's so many things that can be done on his phone. He could be watching another movie. Yet he said he wanted to watch the movie and he's not even paying attention. That's frustrating, isn't it? Because maybe in the middle of the movie, it's like, well, let's do some smooching here because we've already watched this part. And so you want to feel a little bit younger, but you can't because, well, his hands are on a device that keeps him distracted. Ridiculous, I know. But set aside distractions during meals or movies. Implement a daily ritual, whatever that might be. There's so many things you can come up with, okay? Share highlights of your day. Actually sit down. Maybe now it's getting fall weather and you can actually, hopefully for us, we'll be able to go outside and enjoy. The mosquitoes will go away a little bit, even though we spray for mosquitoes all the time. But even in that, they still come around and they love to eat me. I don't know why. Well, actually I do know why, but we'll leave that for another episode. And so as it gets cooler, we can turn on the little fire out there and we can sit, have our tea. I'll drink my water, or he'll probably have his Pepsi and I'll drink my water. And we can have a conversation, right? Is that something that you might want to do? Maybe you've never done it and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. I would love to do that. I always envision us sitting out on the porch and talking. Great. So find a time to have that discussion. Now, you may not feel directly that you're being ignored, but it's something inside you that's like, come on, will you just pay attention to me? It may not be the word, ignored may not be one that you would use. And so don't get stuck on the word or trying to figure out everything that's happening. I would say first recognize the feeling. And when does that feeling come up for you? Start there and then work your way backwards. And then pay attention. I wouldn't jump on this today. Right? Really kind of plan this out more in your head and see. It could be that, some things just happen once in a while. It just is what it is, right? A blue moon. It's a once in a while thing. It doesn't happen all the time. So, it may not be a big deal, but if it's happening all the time and you're seeing a pattern, then yes, right? You want to have that discussion. One thing that most couples don't do anymore, which I find is very interesting, but I know why, is they don't look at each other. They truly don't look in each other's eyes. They only do when they're fighting. Why is that? Why is it that it's okay to look at each other in the eyes and let darts and all that fly and stuff coming out of our mouth that shouldn't be coming out of our mouth to begin with, but that's what's happening. But we can't look at each other in the eyes and have a really deep turn up the heat conversation. Seriously? If you don't like something that's happening in your marriage, you have to take an active role to find ways to improve your connection. Don't wait for your spouse to do it. Don't wait for your hubby. Don't wait for your wife. Now, don't be a bully either. Okay. That's not going to get you very far in your marriage, and it's going to tear apart your marriage piece by piece. And if you're already on, you know, kind of a rocky foundation, well, then that might be the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't want you to push it like that. Feeling ignored in a relationship can be deeply distressing, right? Because you want to do life together. And if you're like, if we're not doing life together, then why are we together? Have you ever questioned yourself on that? Okay. When? What happened? What was the situation? Think about that. And then ask yourself, has there been previous patterns of this? Or was it a once in a blue moon or a couple times? You know, here and there, not a big deal. Or if you're going through a season of stress, right? Maybe, you know, at work, you're stressed out, he's stressed out, you know, the kids, you're running every which direction, and you just have this time that it just isn't working out because it's just a season of life. Then find other ways to connect so you still feel heard and seen and not ignored. You may have to change how you do things. If you're one who travels a lot, or you're separated, not because you don't love each other, you're separated because of whatever. Maybe you've accepted a job or a promotion within your job, and it requires you to be someplace, let's say a month at a time, or a few weeks here and there, and it's like they're gone for a couple weeks and then you see them. They're gone a couple weeks and you see them. It's hard. Think about the military. Those who go off and over to sea, they go to training, right? You have to be creative as to how to stay connected and understand that that's a season. You're not being ignored. That's a season. So that's why I say you've got to be very careful about, are you really being ignored? Is this coming from the right position? Or is it coming because, well, you just want to be the attention all the time? Okay, that's for another episode. So really understand where you are, because yes, if you are being ignored, that is distressing. But you can express your concerns to your spouse in a thoughtful and constructive manner. And when you do that, it can spark open dialogue and create an opportunity for you all to grow closer together. And that's really what you want to be able to do, right? It's not about the I, except for when you're owning it in the statements, because it's now a we. You're a team. So get on the same team. I pray you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Spend some time together. Go outside. Look up at the moon. See the stars, right? Change something. Go for a walk. Maybe actually I have a cookout, or just go have some s'mores. Oh, delicious. With that, go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.